Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Fox News national security analyst KT McFarland. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland. It's pretty simple. It's easy to remember because it's basically her name.
Yeah.
Hey, KT, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Listen, you know, you're a national security analyst, and part of national security is making sure that we in America keep our secrets secret. And we have this big email scandal that's going on right now, and we now know that a huge number of emails from the State Department and the Secretary of State, who's even her schedule is classified and secret information, ended up on a laptop that was in the possession of Anthony Weiner. Just yesterday I learned that apparently that laptop used a server that was shared by a dog grooming company and a bike company in Western Canada. That's where the information was available. It does seem very plausible, doesn't it, that there's a great deal of classified information that was on this server as well, does it not?
Yeah, and I think it's more than just what it sounds like on the surface is, oh, well, they just were careless in handling their emails. That's not a big deal. No, in fact, it is a big deal. And here's why it's a big deal. It's because what we're now seeing that presumably, as you point out, dog groomers can find out about if they could tap into a server is the Clinton crime family. I mean, I've been around. I'm not naive. I've been around a long time. But to see the level and extent of the in-your-face corruption of money goes into the Clinton Foundation, and then a decision comes out of the State Department, in some cases endangering American national security. Or the questions of the debate go from the news network, the CNN, and somehow are given to Secretary Clinton prior to the debate. I mean, it's the collusion. It's the pay-to-play of foreign countries giving money to the Clinton Foundation in order to get a favorable treatment from the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. It's the news media, which is supposed to be the watchdogs of our liberty, and they become the lapdogs to power. And it's the entire Clinton machine that's just in a takedown mode. Well, and so the corruption of it, I think, is just stunning to me. And if that's what happened when she was Secretary of State, what happens when she's president?
Well, and, you know, I'm one of those the few people who actually really couldn't care less about other countries' opinions of the United States of America. But, however, I have to ask, when these, sheikhs and these kings and these various other monarchs of municipalities, when they are under the understanding that the way to get something done in the United States government is to funnel cash to a former president or a foundation run by that former president, who then has ties to the current government, does it plant this seed with them that going forward, that's what America's all about? And does that damage the next guy who comes in and tries to redirect our foreign policy?
You know, I think, Larry, that's actually the biggest part of it that bothers me, is that once you go there, you don't go back.
Mm.
That it becomes the standard operating procedure. You know, in government, there are lots of rules about what you can and can't do. For example, the reason we have such strict campaign finance laws is that we don't let foreign countries or foreigners or foreign companies invest in political campaigns, because they'll expect something for it. And what'll they expect? Something that may be detrimental to our national security. There's a reason that if you're a government official, you're not allowed to accept an expensive gift from a foreign leader. because it looks like a bribe. And it is a bribe. And yet the Clinton Foundation was the workaround to all of those, you know, years of tradition and the system of government that we have. And then what happens when the next president, the next president, the next president? You're right. That is a new procedure. You want to get something from the, you want to get 20% of the United States uranium production, donate to the Clinton
Just
Foundation.
Make the right payment. Yeah,
that's
make
right.
Make the right payment.
Meanwhile, the Clinton folks are turning and saying, well, you know, Donald Trump, Russia. Donald Trump, Russia, 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 Russia. I've read several stories now.
I know, Donald Trump's a Russian agent.
Yeah, that's right. I've read several stories now, however, that the FBI has done an initial investigation of this matter and has not found any kind of clear link.
Yeah, I mean, Trump has said on a number of different occasions, and in full disclosure, I have briefed Donald Trump. I'm on his National Security Advisory Committee, and I am very comfortable. I think his foreign policy opportunities are extraordinary in a new administration. And one of the things he's done is says, let's rethink foreign policy. Let's rethink, what are we going to be doing in the Middle East? Why are we in the middle of all these civil wars? We don't need their oil anymore. We don't want their terrorists. We want Israel to survive. Let's rethink how we're doing this, because what we've done for 15 years hasn't succeeded. Similarly, he said, what's our relationship with the Russians? Is there a way we can use the economic leverage and technological leverage we can against them? Because right now, the Russians are running the table. They're advancing in the Middle East. They're advancing in Europe. They're rattling their nuclear sabers. And this is not a way we want to go forward. And then finally, I would say, how many enemies can we have at once, right? Well, we got ISIS. That's a for sure enemy. The Chinese definitely want to replace us going forward in the next 25 years. Iran wants nuclear weapons in the Middle East. North Korea is a nut job with his hands on nukes. Do we really need another enemy? I mean, maybe there's no way to have a new relationship with Russia. Maybe they're too far gone. Maybe it's too far gone. But at least it's worth a try. Not because we give them what they want and everything they want. It's because we go to them with economic leverage and say, either you do this or else.
KT McFarland, we got to leave it there. Always good to talk. My gosh, KT, next time we talk to you, we will have a president-elect. So,
well,
do you have
hopefully.
Any predictions?
Hopefully. Oh, I think Trump's going to win. I think it's going to be close, but I think he's going to win, and I think it'll be a very good thing for the country.
All right. That is our first prediction from one of our regular guests. KT McFarland thinks Trump will win. Thanks, KT.
KT, thanks a lot.